Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Morning, Maxie. How the heck are you?
Good, David. How are you?
Good. The daggone Minnesota teams didn't do so well yesterday.
I'm so thankful we got sports back that I almost didn't even realize it. And all of a sudden I go, oh, boy, it's the Loons lost last night. You go, they're 0-3 today. But I'm okay with that because we got sports. But obviously the one that got away was the Twins. And, you know, you just assume these days because their bullpen's been so strong. When they get a lead like that, 5-3 and 3-0, then 5-3 that they'll put it away. But, you know, it's a reminder, too, that baseball is so different than other sports, meaning – Taylor Rogers didn't get hit hard necessarily in the ninth inning, but if you hit it where they ain't, you got a chance. And once in a while, people are going to hit it where they ain't. And then that obviously they got the game-winning single up the middle from Newman. And it's a weird game. Things say, you know, you can throw the ball where you want to throw it. You can get them to hit it the way you want them to hit it. But if there's nobody standing there to field it, you got problems. So they hit three home runs. Byron Buxton, of course, good to see him get one. I think he's still got a long way to go offensively before he's a real factor. I don't know, you know, what's all going on with him, but I just think he's I think we have to accept that his numbers offensively are never going to be what people had hoped they were going to be. You know, if he can get just a 280 range with what he can do with his legs and then play defense like that, that's pretty special. But I don't think he's ever going to get to that point. Whatever reason, I just don't think he's going to be able to master the bat like some guys can. But he doesn't have to with this lineup either. He can swing hard, play defense, and all those things. So they go to Kansas City like tonight, and Kansas City did a number on the Cubs last night. They had 9-0 after about the fourth inning. So interesting series.
Hey, Maxie, we all like Brock Besser. Unfortunately, he was the guy that helped Vancouver beat the Wild yesterday.
Yeah, you look at the Wild, so they played three games, they've scored six goals, three from Fiala, two from Spurgeon, one from Kunin. That's important, but that's a lot of names I did not mention that have not scored a goal in three games. A lot of guys that they count on and rely on for not just goals but points, and they're not getting them. And so they do have to consider, you know, especially Vancouver's got a lot of young legs. That's kind of how they're built right now. And the Wild are not getting production from people that you know, for what they're getting paid, need to produce. So that has shown a light on that. And I don't know that they can come back from that. We'll find out. They play late tonight. But Alex Stalock played well again yesterday. They didn't get a lot of great opportunities. And then Ryan Suter got hurt. We don't know. They didn't disclose the extent of it. So we don't know if he'll play tonight or not. But obviously that's another factor as well. But they just look like they're a step behind Vancouver right now.
Then our soccer team lost last night.
Yeah, Nani scored two goals. Boy, he had a bend there in the first half. His second one was the kind that only All-Stars make. That's why they pay him $6-point-some million a year to play for Orlando. So they got 2-0 lead on the Loons. Loons cut it to 2-1 and actually had some opportunities there in the second half late where you thought they might be able to tie it and force something out of it. But then Orlando got the final goal, made it 3-1. So they're knocked out of the knockout round, but they had a great run down there. They come back home, and now they need to kind of verify what's going to happen here. There are going to be games at Allianz. It sounds like that's what they'd like to do. Will there be any fans allowed in? I don't know. But those things need to be released here in the upcoming days because that's the next step for them.
I don't know what's going on with Gopher football. I see that Penn State, though, said they're not expecting to have fans at their home football games this season.
No, our own Paul Douglas is a season ticket holder, and he said he got the email or the correspondence yesterday. The Gophers open training camp today, which isn't nearly, you know, college training camp is nothing compared to the NFL training camp in terms of media coverage and hype. It kind of goes along under the radar over there. But normally you have a little fanfare leading up to it, and you don't this year because, you know, P.J. Fleck talked the other day that it's going to be different, you know, given all that they're going through and the new protocols and all those things. So they'll have a different training camp this year, but it's not going to have the, you know, they have a chance to kind of hype this one up given what they're coming off of, and they're kind of sequestered right now. And none of us, meaning the media, can show you what's going on out there until further notice because of all the medical issues with it.
Yeah, it's like Murray Wormat's running the program again.
Yeah, like Murray used to do it. He used to think there were spies, they said, hovered over the, you know, he think they'd rent, yeah. He thought, I think it was Michigan, renting an apartment or something above the stadium so you could watch them practice 1 week. Although you and I both know that coaches are never paranoid.
No, not at all. Never. Remind me to tell you about this story about Wisconsin and the game one time when I was doing it. It's very interesting. Hey, Texas Tech fired Marlene Stallings yesterday.
Yeah, she Gopher coach, former Gopher coach, and it, boy, that thing was bubbling, man. They the culture that she had created down there. When you have that many players leave, sometimes players don't think they have any power, and they do. And sometimes they think that, you know, they're to be suppressed and do whatever the coach says. Well, there's a lot of places where coaches create a bad culture, and those players, it is incumbent upon them to speak up and let people know because coaches are not infallible, and they need to be removed from those positions at all levels, not just college, but at all levels. When they create a bad culture where people don't want to be at practice and people don't want to be there, you need to get them out of leadership positions. And she clearly had done that down at Texas Tech. And she was getting paid a lot of money to be down there as the coach as well. She was here. She had some success. She was not a personality plus. She didn't know how to promote the program and things like that. She had a little bit of success. They went to the NCAA tournament there. So you can't take that away from her. But she was one of Norwood Teague's hires from Virginia Commonwealth.
Hey, Teacher of the Year is going to be on with us here in just a few minutes, Maxie. And one of the things that you and I have been trying to educate people about is Old Dutch chips for quite a while now.
Yes. Oh, boy, yeah. Ongoing.
And so what I did when I got, I'll be honest, I was eating Old Dutch chips on the way back from Wyoming because I put enough in the car, some of the.
Your stash was that big? Because remember that one year when you called me to see if I could FedEx some to, I think you were in Billings at the time.
Did I ever pay you back for that? Anyway, so what I did yesterday, I liked the Grand Teton so much that I took the chips and I formed on the table, and I'm not making this up, the Grand Tetons with Old Dutch chips.
Well, first of all, why would anybody think you'd make that up? I think lots of people do that out west, I think, don't they?
Well, you know, when Richard Dreyfuss saw Devil's Tower, he mocked up a copy of it in his basement? Well, that's kind of what I did with chips and the Grand Tetons. So it's just kind of a thing that happens when. But I did. I was eating Old Dutch on the way back.
I know Julie told me you got a tear in your eye before you ate them.
It's true. She said, there's still a bag left in the back seat. I said, you're kidding me. And then it came very emotional.
Why didn't I know about that, you said? She keeps there just in case, man, just in case you're getting she doesn't need you to go to code red, so she knows she's got one hit always.
DEFCON 5 out of Old Dutch.
Hey, we got a code
Maxie,
red.
I'm going to see you in here at 9 o'clock, right?
You got it. You and I will throw it around.
Okay, sounds good. In the meantime, make sure you stop by the store and pick up Old Dutch. Try those spicy dill pickle ripple potato chips or the buffalo mac and cheese or the Dutch Crunch Prime rib potato chips or ripple appetizers on the grill, Korean barbecue street taco potato chips. I know my son likes them because when I came home from vacation, they were all gone. Old Dutch chips. WCC time is 12 before 8.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.